decisions that make the normies shiver. Who would have thought that the socially reclusive could be exploited for in the state of the city?
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We just heard brand new music there. I believe that whole set was new music.
Completely new, yeah.
New music from Crack Cloud.
Yeah, from Crack Cloud, whose band name always amounts to me tripping over my tongue every time I try to say it. But Crack Cloud, hailing from Toronto. Of course, they've evolved into pretty much a strict musical outfit, even though they were more of a multimedia arts collective at first, even though they have some really banging videos for the singles released for this new album so far. Check them out if you can, including for the track we heard. We heard the song The Medium, and we heard that from their latest release, Red Mile. That's out this week. But prior to that, we heard two new singles from bands that haven't released stuff in a bit, and they're all from forthcoming releases. Mm-hmm. The one that we heard right before is huge. It's the first release for the band in 15 years. Music from Sunset Rubdown.
Yeah, we heard a brand new track called Reappearing Rat. And when I saw the playlist, I had to double check. Is this a new song? And it is a new song.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, this is huge news. Even though Spencer Krug has been releasing music under his own name and with other projects, this is the first one with this group since 2009's Dragon Slayer, an album that I adored. And I'm really happy that we have this brand new album coming out, the first in 15 years, which will release on September 20th. It's going to be called Always Happy to Explode.
And then we started off that set with some more new music from Japan Droids. We heard the song Chicago.
Yeah, not a Chicago.
Chicago.
That sounds delicious, whatever that is.
A Chicago. But Chicago is the new single from the forthcoming and final album by Japan Droids. No word on whether or not they're going to tour. Hopefully they do, but we don't know.
Yeah, there's been no tour dates announced, and it seems like it's an amicable break from the members. And it's just a two-piece, but I remember, I guess... from a CJAM perspective, Japan Droids are near and dear to me because they are one of those many bands that I first discovered as a new music release here in the New Music Archives whenever we got our releases every week, and just discovering and really loving this group and seeing them perform live in London in the year that the album was released, all the way back in 2009. So yeah, two albums that were released in 2009, that meant a lot. But with that said, Japan Droids have been together for a number of years, and they're well-deserved of a break, so I hope whatever path they choose, it's going to be very meaningful for both members. That final album will be released on October 18th. It's going to be titled Fate and Alcohol, and from that we heard the track, as David mentioned, Chicago. And coming up next, we're going to be hearing some unique tracks. We're going to be hearing some music from an artist who has a brand new release out, which we're going to be getting to. But we're going to start with some tracks that were actually released last year from an album titled Fragments.
Yeah, this is from Detroit musician Via Mardot, and she is just a really fascinating musician. A lot of the stuff she does is instrumental, but her latest single, which we're going to hear in this set, is called Waxwork, and she does vocals on that one. But a lot of her music is very cinematic. It pulls a lot from, like, Ennio Morricone. She uses theremin a lot, and she records primarily everything herself. Now, she does have a band, and she does play around the area in Detroit every so often. She even had some dates opening up for Echo and the Bunnymen when they came through town not too long ago. But anyways, I highly recommend checking this musician out. She always posts a lot on her Instagram. She'll post a video of her recording the song. It's just cool to see, and the music's so different and cool, and honestly it sounds like it should be in a movie that doesn't exist yet. But anyways, we're going to hear a couple tracks from last year's Fragments, which was a collection of instrumentals she put out, and actually it just got reissued, and it just sold out yesterday. So you can stream it on anywhere streaming sites are, but I don't believe you can get a physical copy. Maybe a CD. Check out her Instagram, there's some links there. But anyways, we're also going to hear the new track Waxwork, which is out. It was out on Friday. So let's get started. We're going to hear a pair of tracks, starting off with a song called Foliage.
What they say. A just so many people everywhere. Sometimes I wish I was there.
Thank you.
So you are listening now to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM, or you may be listening on any of the affiliated stations that syndicates the program. If you are, friendly howdy to all of you out there, and also thank you for all those stations that do air Revolution Rock. Me and Dave just came back from a set of music mainly released earlier this year. In fact, we heard something from a compilation.